Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How to Lead a Team. Let's dive in. Picture this. You've just hired your first employee or brought on a co-founder. You're excited, hopeful, maybe a little nervous. Then it hits you like a brick wall. How do I actually lead this person? Do I watch their every move or give them complete freedom? Most new entrepreneurs face this exact moment, and here's the truth. They usually pick wrong and kill their momentum within 90 days. This is what I call the authority paradox. Harvard Business School research reveals that 73% of first-time leaders either over-control or completely disengage. Neither works. The sweet spot is surprisingly simple. Set clear outcomes, then step back and coach the process. Your job isn't to have all the answers. It's to ask the right questions that help your team find their own solutions. Here's a framework that changed everything for me. The two-meeting rule. Weekly one-on-ones for building relationships and addressing obstacles, monthly goal-setting sessions for vision alignment. Everything else happens through brief communication or team check-ins. This scales beautifully from one person to 50 without breaking. Let me tell you about my $10,000 lesson in how not to do this. When I launched my design agency at 24, I hired Sarah, a brilliant developer. Week one, I checked her work every 2 hours, rewrote her code, second-guessed every decision. Week three, she quit via text message and took our biggest client with her. I realized I wasn't leading, I was suffocating talent. With my next hire, Marcus, I swung completely the other direction. Full autonomy, zero structure. 3 weeks later, he'd built features nobody asked for while core deadlines slipped past us. Both approaches cost me $10,000 and taught me that leadership isn't about control or chaos, it's about creating clarity. This brings me to what I call the confidence transfer method. Your team's confidence directly mirrors yours. If you're anxious about their work, they feel it immediately. Start every interaction by highlighting what they're doing right. When problems arise, resist the urge to jump in with solutions. Ask what they think first. This builds their decision-making abilities while keeping you connected to the process. Here's your action step for this week. Implement the question-first rule. When someone brings you a problem, ask three things before offering your solution. What have you tried already? What would happen if we did this other approach? What feels like the right next step to you? Then build on their answer rather than replacing it entirely. Track this for 1 week, and you'll see their ownership and problem-solving skills improve dramatically. Remember this, leadership isn't about being the smartest person in the room. It's about making everyone else smarter. Your business grows when your people grow. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.